Blog Talk Radio.
So, we're going to have our mini talk today. I don't know, small talk, real talk, we're going to talk some shit. You know, sometimes you try and tell somebody some shit and they just don't listen.
Of course.
Like, why?
Because sometimes we figure things out for ourselves. We got to see for ourselves. Because sometimes people give you information and it's wrong as well.
Yeah, that's why you got to consider the source.
You have given wrong information before. You're not perfect, bitch.
No, but my opinions aren't based by just not knowing anything. It's based by fact. So when I tell somebody something,
well,
I make sure to research it.
Most of mine is based on logic.
That's not logical.
So
that's illogical. Because we both know that we went to college and you didn't even do any work. You didn't even try. So how you can even?
I had to help you.
You
forgot. Hey, I didn't go there to fucking get an education. I just got out of rehab.
Oh my God. So exactly. So that means you need to more than ever make your opinions on certain topics.
And I know how to logically fix a car as well. If you want to, so if you really want to say that, I can logically fix a car.
Really? Because you did none of those projects.
I did some, but like I said, that was just a way for me to get out of the damn house at the rehab. That's all that was.
I swear to God, I'm going to have you try and change the oil of this stupid Cadillac over here. Just for fun.
I could do that. It's just a bolt. It's just a bolt.
And then?
I changed the oil, Mr. McCann's truck.
Oh, man, that's scary. He didn't come back.
Exactly. He don't let nobody change his oil. Them niggas was scared of me too, shit.
Of course they were. Mr. McKinney wasn't really a teacher. All right. So, as you can tell, Sean's opinions and what he has to say is based on what he calls logic, but he doesn't read anything or research anything. So, we don't know where he gets his logic from exactly. So,
he's lying.
So,
go ahead. We're
going
to
take, I'm going to take a 20-second break really quick. I'll be right back. And when I come right back, we're going to talk about men and women and the double standards. And we're going to talk about the realm of that.
Oh, yeah.
And different,
yes. I was waiting
different
on this
subject
one.
Matters. I'll be right back. To get a fucking proper rolling paper right now. Well, so we got double standards for women. Like, for instance, when you're growing up and you're a girl, your dad definitely does not want you to have sex. But when his son does it, he's the man.
Oh, that's a lie. My parents didn't want me to have sex either.
Your parents were different than the regular American, like, family.
Dude, I had to, like, I told you, man, I'm a grown man sneaking my girlfriend around when I was, like, 20 years old, dude.
Well, your parents are different than Trinidadian and Minnesota. And is that what it's called, Trinidadian, or what is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I said it right. Okay, thank you. I'm glad I said that right. So, aside from Sean's parents, like, my dad probably, he didn't care as much as my mom cared that my brother was having sex.
Yeah, because they had to look after you.
Yeah, but I was a late bloomer.
That I bet you they were happy for that.
Yeah, but I like girls, so I came out as gay really early on. But when it came to about me get pregnant, I didn't get pregnant as a teenager, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, I didn't get pregnant as an adult either, thank God.
Yeah, you definitely don't need no kids. So when we talk about double standards, that's just one of them. So, like, when we do things, we have to deal with the societal norms, what, like, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. That was from, remember when we did that show on Black History, our first time, when we got into the library over here at this university, the Jim Crow Museum, we downloaded all that stuff. That was in there.
Yeah.
The oppression for females, women's suffrage has been forever, and even when it had calmed down for some white women, it did not calm down for people of color or women of color. And it still is a balancing act to the day for all women, not just women of color. We're told that black men were out to rape us by the white men, so they just kind of like stayed in the house, in the kitchen, barefoot, pregnant in the kitchen. That's an old saying I used to hear. And, yeah, this is all oppression put on us by others, brainwashing. It's pretty much like religion. So, we have that, you know, against us. What were some of the things that you were told growing up?
About women
or just how to act, or what did your parents instill on you or try? Because we all know
they
how
never
you
really did.
That.
I had to figure all that stuff out for myself, really.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't discuss that shit. They don't talk to us about sex, none of that shit, bro.
Oh, yeah, you gotta talk about sex with your kids.
I don't even know how I end up getting somebody pregnant, to be honest with you. By the grace of God, maybe, I don't know.
Wow.
Because I was wild as hell, bro. I told you, I lost my virginity at 14, so.
Yeah, no, that's just too early for me. Can't do it. No.
With a grown-ass woman, dude.
We're going to talk about that story on a late-night show. I found that they put sexuality back on my thing so we can do actual sexuality shows again. Yay, our late-night shit will be back soon. Soon we're going to put more money into this and have like 2 hours a day. We'll have a day show and a night show.
Hell yeah. Now that you actually want to open up.
No, we're just going back to the regular programming before our ye old government said, no, we're going to put a stop to this. They tried. I've decided, you know what? Shoot me. Fuck you. Anyway, so you did not get told anything. Okay, so for me, I had to follow a lot of standards that completely my brother did not have to. It was so annoying. But it's been like that for, like, generations. Men can do things and then we just look down upon for the same shit. If I go out and see a bunch of dudes, I'm a whore. If you do it, well, you're the man.
You're a whore too. No, you're a whore too.
Of course you are, but that's not to everyone. It's not considered that bad, unless, like, you're the 94% of Americans that have HPV.
I mean, if you're young, I don't really consider it whoring. It's considered exploring.
What?
Male and female both. Like when you're like 15, whenever you start having sex, like at a young age, like 16, 17, whatever, 20, that's just really exploring. You're not really whoring.
I mean, it is exploration. Self-exploration is the key, but I'm really just not seeing,
I would consider a female or if she's, like, young as hell and she's going around with the boy. Of course, that's what everybody does. You're not going to just one person. I mean, think about it.
Well,
I mean, you could overdo it now. You're going around sleeping with, like, 50 guys a week or something. That's ridiculous. But
well, yeah, then you're really being promiscuous and, you know, not taking that chance. You're giving yourself a bigger chance to getting an STI.
But if you're, like, with one dude for a week and then you bounce to another dude or whatever, I mean, that's natural.
It's natural. I like to give some time.
Hey, every female is different, but like,
no,
if
my
you're
sister,
like a grown
like,
ass man, like, now, like, if you're like 35 and you're doing that shit, okay, yeah, you got fucking problems.
You might need to just tone it down. What I was told by my doctor over here is that unless you're a virgin getting with a virgin, there's a huge chance at some point in your life you will have an STD, like HPV. 94% of Americans have that, and that's ages, I think it was 11 to like 45.
Wow.
It's a huge amount. That's like...
But like you said, a virgin going with a virgin. You know why that is? Because you can't just stay with the same person. You're not going to fuck one person your whole life. That's not going to happen.
It's very few and far between, but it does happen.
It
does happen, but it's few
it
and far between.
It does happen, but yes. Yeah, the majority of society is not going to sleep with just one person.
No, they're not.
And
they're
going to,
like, have multitudes. What I learned, and, you know, being a woman and whatnot, doing the research, we are like an Apple iPhone. We save your fingerprints. We save whatever cells your penis puts in our vagina.
Okay, I get it.
And guess what? Guess what? And you know what?
What?
The next person I have sex with, that when they enter me, they're going to collect those same cells and hold them into their body. And I'm going to take their cells and stack it on those other cells. Yeah, so every woman, like, that the guy is with, the next woman is going to be with those women and vice versa.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, of course.
That's just...
It's fucking science.
Yeah, but it's so gross.
If you look at it like that.
It's fucking disgusting.
Like,
fucking
jacking
is
off
disgusting.
Gross.
So when it comes down to, like... I'm not telling you that women should be able to do what they want to do with their bodies sexually and not have to get some recourse of their action, because they should. They should not be sharing themselves with everybody, because I'm not downing you for that. No qualms. Like, seriously. But
some people don't know better. Because
some
people
don't
really
know better. Like, exactly. Some people do not know better. And I feel like, if we did talk to our kids, honestly, and stop this mumbo-jumbo crap, do they need to be in schools? Maybe sometime. I think they do. I learned sex ed at school, but I learned a lot more at home and on TV than I did at school.
I learned in the street.
Of course you did. With exploration, right? What does this do? I'm going to put my penis in this. What does this do?
Dude, I'll tell you, I was disgusting, bro. I'd sleep with my old lady and then go pay some whore.
What? What?
Like 2 hours later.
We're going to have an all-tell-all session on this one. Holy shit.
I ain't going to tell you all my secret. I ain't know.
No, secrets are... You have to disclose this shit.
Dude, I was nasty as hell, bro.
Wow. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, if I said that I was doing all these things, and like, let's say I was with my baby daddy and I cheated on him and all this stuff, and like had a baby with another person, you know, that crazy mess, I'm going to get frowned upon. And if he does it, yeah, but he's just, you know, he's a man that's expecting.
No.
There will be some outrage, but it's less of an outrage as it would be.
It depends on the situation. Like, now, if you did that now, you know better now. You know better now. So if you did some shit like that now, then...
If you post it on the internet, if you post that shit on the internet, you are going to hear it. You're going to hear it. Okay, if you go on Maury, you're going to hear it. But if this is just happening at home, and it's in your community, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of woo-tee-woo, but it's going to be way worse. Everybody's going to talk about you. Every woman's going to talk about you. They're going to call their cousins in the next town over and talk about you.
The same thing happens with dudes, too.
It does. It does, but it's a lower percentile than it is for a woman.
And
at least it seems that way.
If I had friends that were doing that shit, like if I knew their girlfriends and they were cheap, that shit used to make me so uncomfortable. Like they would fucking come around with their girl, right? And then we'd be hanging out again with this, then hanging out with another girl and then come back and then hanging out with his old girl. So then, and then they're like, get friendly with me and then ask me things. And I got to answer in a certain type of way because, you know, I don't want it to slip out. That shit was just uncomfortable. Like, don't take me around all your damn girlfriends. But, I don't know. Just exploration.
I guess we're all weird motherfuckers in our own way. I mean, I'm pansexual.
Hey,
so.
Weird is in, I'm telling you.
I feel like
but
a little
bit.
You
get mad at females because y'all play with people's emotions, too. So
that,
you know,
is motherfucking true. But. And let's go on that. Double standard. Okay, wait.
And y'all are fucking rude about it, too. That's the thing about it. Y'all ain't discreet. Y'all are fucking rude about that shit. Like, fucking break a nigga heart right in front of his face and then slap him and tell him about his mama, too.
We gonna do that shit
outside, and then y'all gonna find out some type of way going through the phone or something. Now, y'all type... just fucking, like, go with a dude and then, like, fucking find him in public and then walk in front of him with your new boyfriend and then, like, make out with him, too. Like, goddamn, bro.
Oh, yeah, that goddamn. Does happen. Do guys do that,
like,
too?
If I could, I would. I'm
Now, let's talk about this. When you're in a relationship... When you're in a relationship with a female and you're out in public or whatever, and every girl falls all over you or whatnot, and she got to deal with that, and then you're like, well, don't you want a guy that all girls look at?
If I'm in public with my girl, bro, I don't pay attention to other females like that. Like, you got to be one badass bitch for me to actually, like, break my neck to see what the hell going on.
Yeah, see, I can see that. If a girl is hot, I'm going to break my neck looking at all her, as she walks by.
Yeah, she got to be one standout.
But it's got to be, she got to stand out. So, but for me, when it comes to dudes, I don't really, dudes just don't catch my eye. Like, penis is penis. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Because you know why? You get so many, bro.
And it's just like, I don't care, you know? Like, you've watched me curve dudes all the time.
You get so damn many. Like, I mean, I get, but, like, not like you. You probably walk outside, and you could probably, first 10 guys you saw probably would fall for you.
It's not that they're falling for me. It's that they hope that they could get into me. Like, you know, in and out real quick.
Yeah.
But here's
I can probably go talk to 10 females right now, and I bet I can't pick one right now.
Not with that hair, you can't. You look like you fell off the slave cart.
You could just get off your bed and walk outside and get all 10 guys. I guarantee you.
In this terrible sweat outfit I made. I know. It's sickening. I can't go nowhere without getting some asshole up in my shit. So.
With armpit hairs and all, dude.
Absolutely. I leave my leg hair out and it does not stop them. does not. But that's the thing.
Hey, but you know what? Chicks like that, though. Chicks that look like that, and I'm like, disgusting. They have the best weed.
They have the best weed. Well, okay. So he looks good. All the girls like looking at him. They don't give a fuck that you're even around. They're doing that shit. And he's like, oh, well, don't you want that? So if he's looking, like, if he's putting himself out there and making himself available to them and then telling you about it to your face, but let's say you get a comment from a friend on Facebook and they're like, oh, you look good. So what? Why does he get mad? Because, you know, some of them do. Some of them do. They get mad. They get mad if you get attention in front of them.
Well, yeah, because it depends on how you react, though. Like, if you react to it, like, if you're like, thank you, or whatever, and keep going your way, but if you're like, oh, thank you,
what if it's somebody that you already know and have been friends with forever? And they're gay.
I don't give a damn, because I don't trust nobody. So you might say you gay, but bitch, you might be trying to stick your dick in my old lady on trust.
Yeah, there are some dudes that do make that play. But if she's not really reciprocating much, I don't see why you're mad. She has to deal with you.
My old lady told me, this is what she told me. We was living with this gay guy. He was gay, as far as I could tell. But anyway, he tells me, oh, he's gay, and he showed me his dick. I'm like, but he's gay. I don't give a damn. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
I had a gay best friend that I was friends with. I never saw his penis.
Right. If I'm going with you and you talking about you seeing this guy a penis, but it's okay, but he's gay. I don't care if he's gay or straight. What the fuck are you doing looking at?
In what content did she see his penis?
She said that nigga whipped that shit out and they was in a room together. He whipped that shit out.
Okay. You mean he whipped it out and put her mouth on it?
Bitch, I don't really know to this day if anything
did
happen.
I really feel like something happened. And
oh, trust me, I ain't stupid. No.
Yeah.
But this was years ago. I mean, what can I do about it now?
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it now. But hindsight's 20/20.
But yeah, just to say, like, I've seen it all. And I'm not bashing gay people. You do what you do. I don't care, really. I'm not gay. I mean, I'll smoke a blunt with you if make you feel better, but...
It makes you feel better.
I don't participate in that type of lifestyle, but that's just me. I lived with that guy for like 2 years, and he was like the biggest mooch ever in life, man.
Really?
Hell yeah. And then I found out that nigga used to take my car while I was sleeping. And go borrow it to go do shit. Man, God, I used to get so fucked up, bro. I get in the car, I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, why is it simple like this? I'm getting fucked up to really care, and I got to get to work, so.
Jesus Christ.
Then when I found out, I'm like, oh, that's why that motherfucker used to steal my shit, because somebody seen him at the gas station one time late. They're like, why is that gay guy driving your car?
Oh, my God.
I'm
he
like,
could have crashed your car? She was letting him do that?
That's me being dumb, because she was older than me, too, so, like, you know how that goes. Take advantage of the nigga that don't know shit.
I swear, I got, like, more chains than Mr. T.
Hey, where did you get that silver one from?
Well,
that big one.
I keep buying them.
Let me get that.
No.
I knew you were going
to
say
that. No.
Why you say no? No.
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 No,
right,
I got.
Fair enough.
I got this big motherfucker here. So, like, all this stuff, like, being in a relationship and it's all devil. I just hate that devil standard shit. Like, seriously. Like, if she's so busy.
Been in one serious relationship?
If she's so busy, like, googly eye fucking him and forgets my shit in the order, like, what the fuck? I just take his shit. But, that's what I would do.
Jesus Christ.
But
it's not right to do shit like that. Like if you don't like somebody and you're dating them, don't fucking use them too.
No, what I'm saying
like,
is
that ain't even right, man.
When the fucking when your waitress or whoever's serving you is eyeball fucking your boyfriend and he's like
okay,
facilitating that bitch by inviting it with his stupid fucking smiling face.
No. He could smile, just not the comments that come out of your mouth is what draws attention.
Yeah, but
I'm not gonna stop smiling.
Entertaining
and, you know,
that shit.
Myself or nobody.
And this bitch forgets my fucking food. Like, come on. No. Be a whore, but do your job. Don't forget my motherfucking food, bitch.
Don't forget the ketchup, bitch.
Forget my damn straw. I should come in there and throw that shit at you. Fucking dumb. You dumb. Y'all females out here that fucking do that to female. I hate you. Fucking
now,
going down the fucking road.
The
and
you used to do. Since we know all the dirt on me, I want to know some of the dirt on you. I knew you was a little. I'm not going to say it, but I know. I'm not going to say it because I ain't going to be disrespectful, but I know. I was one too, so I didn't think I was, but then when I look back now, I was. I'm pretty disgusting, bro.
I don't ever want to hear about my hairy legs and torches again.
And the armpit hairs.
Yeah, man, I gotta, like, shave, but y'all don't have to do that. Such crap.
Ooh, I gotta shave.
Shave your
all
legs? I shave my armpit,
yeah,
my legs.
I like shaving
the whole shebang.
I like shaving my whole body. I don't really like hair, but that shit grows back so fast. I want to be, like, hairless.
I would like to be hairless, too. My Spanish roots gives me this wiry fucking hair like a wired-haired terrier. I look like I shaved a fucking Wookiee. That's another thing, too. Double standards for fucking men and women. Y'all, with your very fragile masculinity, you need your own face wash, body wash, razors, and then we get this stupid pink shit, and it fucking costs more. We keep more taxes on that shit than y'all.
Look, if I got the money, I'm getting manicures, pedicures. I don't give a damn what a bitch thinks. Manicure, pedicures, nails done, all that type of stupid shit, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with cleanliness.
Cleanliness is good. Now,
I don't get waxes and all that shit, man.
You see this little pretty ass picked up? That's lapis lazuli.
Yeah.
Lapis lazuli. Yes, ma'am. So, anyway, relationships, though, am I right? Like, it just feels like y'all get periods. We get periods. Y'all get a period.
When I was on my period, that's when I was smoking that shit. Like, when I was working with her, I go stop talking. You know me. I go to smoking ice and shit. I ain't talking to your ass for about 7 days. I'm sitting in the corner looking stupid, bro. She's like,
go through, which are double standards for women and men. Rape culture. I know. You're so oppressed, Sean. So, I'm sorry, but if a guy rapes me, he gets looked like I am the accuser, and he's innocent until proven guilty, which is fair.
Well, yeah, what the hell were you wearing?
Exactly. Thank you. But
I'm joking,
see, like, if you say this boy did this to me and he's your classmate and he makes you incredibly uncomfortable, they don't want to deal with it. They will get rid of you and choose that male's education over your own.
Yeah, but they do have females that claim rape too and
yeah, but
lie.
Even with, see, with rape culture, because I have been, okay, here's another one. I was at work at Chili's over here when I transferred from the Midwest. This guy I worked with told me, because I wore pigtails to work, and I was a prep cook. So I was working, doing my job. This black guy told me he was going to bend me over the thing and rape me in front of my boss. And he thought it was funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably said it in a joking manner, but that's nothing to really.
That's not a joke.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I've thought things like that, but that's something I just keep to myself.
Exactly. I don't need to hear that. I don't give a fuck what you think about my fucking pigtails, bitch. They ain't handlebars. They're not for you.
Oh, shit. You tell him.
But my boss laughed. It was very uncomfortable. I'm not getting that job. I will not work a job. Here's another one. The girl, the lady died on my birthday last year. I was devastated. She got severed in half by a truck while she was at her food truck. I used to work with her, and I was supposed to be with her at that event, but I had to quit my job because her boyfriend, it was very visible and very apparent, and he made me so uncomfortable that he wanted to fuck me. So she was going to be gone for a week, and I had to be there at their house prepping food for their food truck alone with him. Not happening. I quit. I went back. That's when I crawled back to the lake house.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I crawled back to the lake house, because I was so uncomfortable.
I like women and all, but yeah, I keep my opinions to myself.
We don't want to hear that shit. We don't give a fuck. We don't care. Generally, I'm going to speak for the people like myself. Generally, most females these days do not give a fuck about your opinions. Your dick is not our problem. We don't give a fuck about you and your problems. Your dick and your sexual need does not trump my right to be a female and mind my own motherfucking business without you interfering with my goddamn life. I swear to God.
So basically, like, you can think whatever you want to.
Think whatever you want, but I don't want to hear about it. I don't need to see your dick. I don't need none of that shit. I hate dick pics. I hate that shit. I don't like it when they yell at me. It pisses me off. When I'm out doing my thing by myself, did I invite you, bitch? No, motherfucker, I did not invite you to my party. It is my party. I am myself. Fuck you. I'm going to be who I want to be. You try and do this shit, and I'm going to fuck you up. That's how I feel. That's why when I go out, I wear my ass-kicking boots. And I make sure I'm wearing some jeggings under a skirt, because that gives me full mo-fucking ability to beat your ass. I found out there's heart shapes under boots because I was kicking some guy's ass when I was drunk and he had hearts all over his face.
Oh, wow.
Favorite boots ever.
I've had women come on to me and, like, grab me for no reason that I felt uncomfortable as well, too. So I've had a girl slap me because she grabbed me and then I didn't pay any attention to her and then she got mad.
See, that's another thing, too. Men go through this, too. Men get raped, too. They get uncomfortable, too. Some women do act like some savage-ass men.
And it surprised the shit out of me, because I've never had... Usually, yeah, it's dudes. Like, dudes do this shit. Like, girls don't do this. That confused the shit out of me that day. I'm like, what the fuck? I was young, too. And she was also older.
Now, the Me Too movement, I'm hearing a lot of complaints from males. Y'all feel so oppressed, but maybe you feel oppressed because you're a piece of shit who would probably rape someone who's unconscious.
No, the men that are feeling oppressed are the ones that are taking a lashing for the stupid ones that do shit like that. So,
yeah, there are some
stupid males go out there and do shit to you guys and you nice women, then you guys get this thing about all guys like that. Then nice guys get in trouble. and have to take all the beating for all the stuff the stupid men did.
Yeah, that is true. Nice guys do generally finish last. But then there's some nice guys who will be nice to you, and if you turn them down, they turn into those very dudes that you don't want to be around. So some of them aren't so nice.
I get mad, maybe, but that's about it. That's as far as I'm taking it.
Yeah, get mad, but when you get rejected, are you going to, like, talk down to her, call her name, say she's ugly anyway?
No.
Because there are some dudes that do
that. I might get mad about it and be like, man, what the fuck, or something like that, and say something. But that's about it. That's about as far as I'm carrying it.
Now, when it comes to women's rights,
I'll do that, Dennis, all right, whatever.
I want to tell you, you guys, the fucking Supreme Court in Louisiana, they cannot shut down Planned Parenthood. Yes, we are fighting every day. Shit, I donated some money to the fucking shit. Y'all, we just won today. That's awesome. That's great news for Louisiana. There's a lot of low-income women. They're going to get pregnant. They have no services. This is the only service these women can afford. They need this. They need help.
Yeah,
and
a man beating up on you, the best thing to do is just leave. Period.
If you're quarantined,
Daddy, I can't put him in jail.
Here's the thing. If you're quarantined, you really got nowhere to go. No one's going to take you in.
Kind of thing is
what you're not understanding, and we're going to talk about this. This has to do with a whole nother show that we're going to do.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about social services in the community and why people turn to crime. Watch the Joker movie. Don't think about all the other movies. If you're not a comic book fan, you're not going to fucking understand this universe anyway. Y'all don't know Batman universes. It's fine. But look at the message that is in the fucking movie. It's incredible. They did an amazing job.
People
he did an amazing job.
Society,
but let me tell you,
minds,
this is what I'm going to tell all males out here. After your sperm has been given to me, it is now
Jesus.
Decide what happens to that sperm, and it is not your fucking choice. Y'all out here, let's have the baby, babe. We could do this, babe. And then y'all leave the fucking bitch after she's pregnant and already had the kid and don't want to pay child support, don't want to be a fucking dad.
Baby. It takes two to have sex, so maybe the two people should get together and at least discuss the situation.
Absolutely, but in the end, it's your choice. Her body, her choice. And it's also my choice if I want birth control.
Don't leave out the part that, hey, they need to have an intelligent conversation about the situation.
Absolutely, hands down. I concur. But at the end of the day, it is your choice.
If you don't want to say nothing, well, then, hey, that's on you now.
Like, literally, no. Don't get yourself tricked by some fucking garbage dick fuck boy. Do not have a baby you cannot afford. I'm telling you. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person that's going to care for it. You're the only person that's going to have a fetus because no one's going to fucking help you. And that's the tea. We will be back, everybody, because we have another COVID-19 update. And I see some of you are not paying attention. So that's why we're doing another one until you fucking do. Wear your mask. Don't touch your fucking face. Don't go out in public unless you have to. And Black Lives Matter, motherfucker. And that's the tea. Right? What,
right.
John? Right?
That's the tea. Right.
That is the tea. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Well, we'll be back.